hundreds of students from Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology shouted slogans and carried placards that read, "Education is our right and the university must reopen without conditions." While taking part in today's peaceful protest, the students erected barricades along the Pakwa Highway, paralyzing traffic along the main road that links the Bor airstrip to the rest of the town. Some students said they were tired of waiting for nearly 2 years to return to class and cannot understand why the university remains closed month after most other public universities reopened. Samuel Machare, fourth-year student at Dr. John Garang Memorial University, says the delay in reopening the university has negatively affected him as he should have graduated a year ago.
It is 2 years, let me say 2 years, without operating. So we are demanding the Ministry of Finance and Higher Education to pay the arrears of our contractor so that we resume our studies. Other public universities are operating, why not John Garang? We are not an exception of the other public universities, so we need to resume our studies. We need to learn.
Another student, Ayuan Garang, urged the government to immediately intervene by supplying food to the university so that it can reopen and students can return to classes.
Inner, we are not happy. Inside, we are not happy. We cannot circulate it inside the campus, but we want to show to the whole country that as the University of Dr. John Garang are facing a lot. Actually, education is our right, and we have right to education.
Ajith Solomon Awan, the head of the university's student union, says the students are protesting because the administration has gone back on its word to reopen the school.
We have sent student representatives on several locations to negotiate with the university about the reopening plan. But since then, they have been giving empty promises which have not materialized up to now. And that's why we have called on this demonstration to bring it to the attention and the attention of the Ministry of Finance and the country at large.
Professor Quil Maluil, the university's deputy vice chancellor, says the institution remains closed because there is no food to feed the students.
To allow the university to open without food, because Bor is not like Juba. In Juba, you can be in your uncle's house, your aunt's house, your nephew's house, and then you run up and down for what to eat. But a student coming from a long distance without an uncle here, then it is not easy for the administration to open without food here.
Maluil urges students to be patient as the administration engages with government officials to allocate the money needed to buy food for the student before the institution reopens. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.